Hello and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books, classic and contemporary, that you must read, should enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Once a month, I will also be doing my special edition children's book show involving younger reviewers talking about and sharing their favourite books. So this week we are finally having another children's book show. I'm sorry, it's supposed to be a monthly show and I realised it hadn't happened for a while, but things have been a bit upside down over here, what with lockdown and everything. So here, finally, we have the latest children's book show. And our first book today is the supremely famous, though probably for the wrong reasons, book Mary Poppins. Now, I said for the wrong reasons because the main reason why everybody knows about Mary Poppins is because of the Walt Disney film, but as you're about to discover, the book series, and there were a whole series of books featuring the magical nanny Mary Poppins, it's a very different story and paints a very, very different picture of the magical nanny herself than the cutesy Disney version. I read a couple of the Mary Poppins books as a child and found them so weird that I gave up pretty quickly. I think I managed Mary Poppins Returns before flinging them aside forever. But I didn't want to put off my children from having a go. I was particularly interested because my children have not watched this film because it's a bit more of an adult film. Some time ago I watched Saving Mr. Banks, the film about the making of the film Mary Poppins. We're now getting to that stage where Hollywood has run out of ideas so badly that they're now making films about making films. And in Saving Mr. Banks, the author of Mary Poppins, P.L. Travers, is portrayed as a shrew who drives everybody absolutely up the wall and doesn't get any of the jokes. And Walt Disney is Uncle Walt, such a nice guy, really, really sympathetic character, when I think in reality he had virtually nothing to do with the making of the film. But in the film, of the film, he actually comes all the way to London to persuade the reluctant author to entrust him with the Banks family and with Mary Poppins and promptly to change the story completely. So anyway, enough of my angst about the portrayal of authors and their books. Very quick biographical note about the author of the Mary Poppins series, P.L. Travers. In fact, her name was Pamela Lyndon Travers, was an Australian-British writer. She is best known for Mary Poppins, and in fact, pretty much only known now for the Mary Poppins series. She spent most of her life in England, mostly living in London, was first published as a teenager, and worked as an actress in her early years, coming to England when she was 25 years old. Her real name was, in fact, Helen Lyndon Goff, but she changed her name, or took up the pen name P.L. Travers, when she arrived in England. She wrote 8 Mary Poppins books, which, in the opinion of my children, get progressively weirder and weirder. It took years for Walt Disney to persuade P.L. Travers to hand over the rights for a film premiere, and P.L. Travers hated the film, famously. She actually cried watching it, and she refused to let Walt Disney have anything to do with any of the other books or to make a sequel, and they had to wait till after she died to even consider it, which I think is a bit rough. I think you respect an author's feelings even after they've gone. She actually had a fascinating and very difficult childhood in the Australian bush. One of the only parts of Saving Mr. Banks that I found really interesting was, in fact, the depiction of late Victorian Australia. It's not a period of history that we really see very much or hear very much about. And her father was an alcoholic. He struggled with his job. He was, in fact, a bank manager like Mr. Banks. And they had a huge fall from grace. They'd started off living in a big home with servants and a nanny and ended up living in a shack, life was pretty difficult, and she did draw on some of her childhood experiences, at least, when she was creating Mary Poppins. But anyway, I will stop talking now, or attempt to, and introduce my guest. Here I have Francesca.
Hello.
Who is going to talk to us about her reaction to the Mary Poppins books. So, first of all, just imagine for a moment that no one has ever seen the film, or the second film, and know nothing about the story, because, as you've discovered, the story in reality is quite different. So, what is it about?
Well, it's basically about, the Banks family. They have four children. And basically Mary Poppins is the nanny, the magical nanny who comes.
So Walt Disney got that right. She is a magical nanny.
Yeah.
Okay.